Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. So I stumbled upon today's story by total accident. I forget what the topic was that I was searching for, but when I found today's book and I read the table of contents, I knew what story I was going to do. As an adult, I can honestly say I am still fascinated with pirates. Now, I'm not too interested in the terror and destruction that they caused, or are causing, but I'm interested in their treasure. I want to see the stash of doubloons from Spanish ships and the other expensive wares that they took from other ships. How cool would it be if you found Blackbeard's treasure? From what I understand, it's never been found. Then again, maybe it's in Davy Jones's locker. So today, we read the story, Davy Jones, from the book Adventures and Enthusiasms, written by E.V. Lucas. Hopefully one day, I stumble upon some buried pirate treasure, but until then, I guess I'll sail the high seas of literary adventure in my search for that buried treasure. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff! We have a liftoff!
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. They are easy, but because they are hard.
Davy Jones. A Navy gentleman of importance, having asked me who the original Davy Jones was, I was rendered mute and ashamed. The shame ought properly to have been his, since he is in the Admiralty, where the secrets of the sea should be known, and is covered with buttons and gold braid. But there is caprice in these matters, and it is I, as a defaulting literary person, who felt it. I left with bent head, determined, directly I reached London, and books were again accessible, to find the answer. But have I found it? You shall decide. I began with a glossary of sea terms, which is glib enough about the meaning of Davy Jones's locker, but silent as to derivation. I passed on to the Oxford Dictionary, there to find the meaning more precisely stated after directions how to pronounce Davy's name. You or I would assume that he should be pronounced as he is spelt, just Davy, but the late Dr. Murray knew better. You don't say Davy, you say Davy. Having invented and solved these difficulties, the dictionary proceeds. Nautical slang, the spirit of the sea, the sailor's devil, Davy Jones's locker, the ocean, the deep, especially as the grave of those who perish at sea. Among the authors cited is Smollett, in Peregrine Pickle, and also one J. Willock, to whom I shall return later. Still on the search for an origin of Davy Jones, I went next to the Dictionary of National Biography, which, if only you could get it ashore, is no matter what the pundits say as to the Bible and Boswell and Plato and the Golden Treasury and so forth. The best book for a desert island. And there I found no fewer than 8 David Joneses, all of course Welsh, not one of whom, however, could possibly claim any connection with our hero. 3 being hymn writers and antiquaries, one a revivalist, one a soldier and translator, one a barrister, one a missionary to Madagascar, the only one who knew anything of the sea, and one a mad preacher whose troubles caused his coal-black hair to turn milk-white in a night, as mine seemed likely soon to do. However, I then bethought me of what I should have done first, and seeking the shelves where notes and queries reside was at once rewarded. For notes and queries had tackled the problem and done with it as long ago as 1851. On June 14 of that year, Mr. Henry Campkin requested the little paper, which since Captain Cuttle provided it with its excellent motto, should have a certain friendliness towards nautical questions, to help him. Mr. Campkin, however, did not, as my Admiralty friend did, say, by the way, who the devil was Davy Jones. He asked, as a gentleman should, in gentlemanly, if precise terms, who was the important individual whose name has become so powerful a myth, and what occasioned the identification of the ocean itself with the locker of this mysterious person. Mr. Campkin, who obviously should have occupied a seat in the House of Commons, was answered in record time, much quicker than would be his fortune today, for on June 21st, Mr. Pemberton, the only reader of notes and queries ever to take up the challenge, made his reply, and with that reply, our knowledge begins and ends. Mr. Pemberton said that being himself a seafarer, and having given much consideration to the question, he had come at length to the conclusion that the name of Davy Jones was derived from the prophet Jonah, who, of course, was not Welsh at all, but an Israelite. Jonah, if not exactly a sailor, had had his marine adventures, and in his prayer thus refers to them, the waters compassed me about, the depth closed me round about, the weeds were wrapped about my head, and so forth. The sea, then, Mr. Pemberton continued, might not be misappropriately termed by a rude mariner Jonah's locker. While Jonah would naturally soon be familiarized into Jones, and since all Joneses hail from the country from whose valleys and mountains Mr. Lloyd George derives his moving perorations, and since most Welshmen, Mr. Lloyd George being no exception, are named Davy, how natural that Davy Jones should emerge. That was Mr. Pemberton's theory, and the only one which I have discovered, but I am sure that Mrs. Gamp would support him, although she might prefer to substitute for the word locker, the word which comic military poets always rhyme to reveille. But indeed, the more one thinks of it, the more reasonable does the story seem. For, as Mr. Pemberton might have gone on to say, there is further evidence for linking up Jonah and Jones in the genus of fish which swallowed the prophet but failed to retain him. To a dialectician of any parts, the fatal association of whales and whales could be child's play. Later I found that Dr. Brewer of the Dictionary of Phrase and Fable supports the Jonah theory wholeheartedly, but he goes on, to my mind very unnecessarily, to derive Davy from Duffy, a West Indian spirit. Thus, says he, Davy Jones's locker is really Duffy Jonah's locker, that is, the bottom of the sea, or the place where the sailors intend to consign Jonah. The confusion is rather comic. First, a man of God, whom the crew throws overboard. Secondly, a fish, divinely sent to save the man of God. Thirdly, the use of the man of God's name to signify the sailor's devil, with himself as sinister ruler of an element which he had the best reasons for hating. Thus do myths grow. So much for Davy Jones. J. Willock, however, another of the authorities whom the Oxford Dictionary cites, plunges us into a further mystery. In one of his voyages, he says, the great bugbear of the ocean is Davy Jones. At the crossing of the line, they call out that Davy Jones and his wife are coming on board. And his wife! but with the identity of Mrs. Davy Jones, I refused to concern myself, not even though the whole Board of Admiralty commanded.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.